verse 7, even as it is meet, and that's the old Elizabethan word, even as it is right, even as it is right for me to think this of you all. Here we are again, you all. I hope you folk understand what he means. He means everybody. Because I have you in my heart. Oh, isn't that a wonderful place to carry your Christian friends? Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers. Now, here is that same word, koinonia, only it's intensified now with a preposition soon, which just means that they were just all wrapped up. As you remember, that lovely woman, Abigail, said to David, you are wrapped up in the bundle of life with God. And that's what Paul really is saying here. As far as being partners in the gospel, you and I just wrapped up together in this great enterprise. You know, here in Southern California, I'm having the greatest experience of my Christian ministry. And I'll tell you what it is. God has given to us certain friends, and I have a wonderful board here, the board that is back of the Through the Bible, made up of some wonderful Christian businessmen that I've known over the years, and then we have some men of reference across the country. And these are friends, and there have been others, and they are just bound up in the bundle of life with us in this great enterprise of getting out the gospel. You're partakers of my grace. That grace that has saved me and enabled me to keep giving out the word, it's the same grace that has enabled them to be a partner that we couldn't carry it on without them. It's wonderful, friends, to be bound together like that. You see what I mean that now when I say that here you have the tender feelings of the Apostle Paul for this church in Philippi, and he was closer to them than any others. It's wonderful to have Christian friends like this, that they're sharing with you in the great enterprise. There is that sympathetic cooperation besides the spiritual communication, and then it always produces sweet communion. How wonderful it is. Now, he goes on, for God is my record. How greatly I long, now notice this, I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. Somebody says, shush, don't say that. Well, let's say it, because this is not a crude statement. When I read it like this one day, a dear little lady, sweet thing, I'm sure she'd never heard a bad word in her life, she came up to me, she says, oh, Dr. McGee, don't read it like that. That's crude. Well, I said, that's the way it is in the Bible, and that's the way that I think it should be read, just as it is. Now, may I stop a moment and say this to you, that this is really a very marvelous statement. I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. Now, this actually means, of course, tender feelings. If you please. It means tender feelings. And I long after you all. And it means the tender feelings of Jesus Christ. This is something that's quite precious. Now, it's good psychology. I was speaking in our Thursday night Bible study years ago, and at that time we had attending it a man who was a psychology teacher out at USC. He was a very fine Christian, by the way. And he always helped me with my psychology, generally after I'd made the statement, though. And then he enabled me to be a little more definite about it the next time. And I was mentioning the fact about this particular expression, that Paul was speaking of the tender feeling. And afterward, he said this to me. He said, you know, the average person thinks today that everything he does is because he's thought it over, that he's very smart. And he touched me on the head, and he said, you know, very little really happens up there. You can see the man knew me. He says, very little happens up in your head. He says that is really a very marvelous telephone exchange. He said that that comes in over your sensory nervous system, over the axons and dendrites, up through the synaptical connections, from the hand, a message that goes up to the brain. He says, for instance, you touch a hot stove, and then immediately the message goes up to the brain and says, you crazy fool, why don't you take your finger off of that? It'll get burned. And immediately there is a transfer made over to a motor neuron. And the message goes down over different synaptical connections, and it says to the finger down there, you better get off of this, you're going to get burned. And you just take it off quick as that. And you don't think, somebody says, well, I did that without thinking. Actually, that's true, but there was a connection made up in the brain. A great many folk drive like that. They drive without thinking. I think that's quite obvious. He says that is what really takes place in the brain. But he says, when you were a young man, first time you saw your wife, do you remember the feeling that you had? He says, where did that take place, in your brain? He said, no, that took place down inside of you. And then he pointed toward my tummy. He says, that is where you're motivated. Why, he says, if you were in a burning building, somebody said fire, why, he says, it doesn't take place up there in the brain, but he says, down there, a few glands that start working, one says, woo, he says, you better get in gear. And he says, before long, you got out of that building without even thinking about it. What happened? Well, the thing that happened was that you're motivated down there. And he says, down here is where you live and move and have your being. So here, this is a very wonderful thing. This speaks of those tender feelings, the most wonderful thing. And Paul is saying here, I long after you, not because you've given me something. It's not something he's thought over. This is not mental. This is something that has to do with his emotions. And he says, I deeply long for you. This is a wonderful expression.